unusually cool air is coming southward across the northwest part of the state of North Dakota this morning. Temperatures at Crosby and along the Saskatchewan border slipped to 39 degrees, and this is August the 8th, in case you weren't sure. Temperatures across most of the region this morning were running in the 40s and the 50s, and we're going to continue to be unusually cool across the area for a couple of days. An upper-level disturbance coming southward from Manitoba will likely put the northeast part of the region into clouds, and a chance for some drizzle and light rainfall will occur today. That will impact the northeast counties of North Dakota and probably a fair amount of northern and some central Minnesota locations as we move forward through the course of the day. The upper-level low-pressure system is expected to slip into the upper Mississippi River Valley as we go into the evening, and that should bring an end to most of the precipitation. Once that happens, the entire region will be under the influence of a surface high-pressure center that is going to keep us in the sunshine for much of the day Friday, Saturday, and probably into Sunday. There is some potential, though, for increased cloud cover on Sunday in the southwestern part of our region. That would include the central and southeastern parts of South Dakota. And perhaps we could see a few showers come out of that. I don't think that the rain's going to be all that impressive, but we may see a few counties and parts of counties that could end up with moisture totals that might run upwards to a half inch. Everybody else should be mostly dry. And by the way, those showers that occur in northeastern North Dakota and Minnesota today will leave behind a trace to maybe a couple tenths of an inch of moisture at the most. And if you're not in those areas I described, the rest of the northern plains will be left basically dry. It is going to be a cool day, though, today. We expect to see 60s and lower 70s occurring across most of the region. Tomorrow we'll try to warm it up a little bit, but we'll still be in a very similar range. It's really going to be on Saturday and Sunday that we start a more meaningful warming trend, and temperatures will get back into the 70s on Saturday and maybe even pushing close to 80 degrees in a few spots on Sunday, but we'll still see most of the region in those 70-degree readings. As we go into early next week, we'll still be 70s and lower 80s. And it looks like even Wednesday of next week, more of the same. But it will get a little warmer in that Missouri River Valley by that time. Our nighttime lows are going to be nippy still yet another day or two, with 40s widespread across the region tomorrow morning. We'll look for 40s and lower 50s on Saturday. And on Sunday, we'll see more and more of the 50s occurring across the region. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.